Athletes from different cultures play the game for different reasons. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Amelia Flint, assistant professor of psychology at Black Hills State University, studies how athletes from group cultures differ from those of individual ones.
Your palms begin to sweat. You can't sit still. Your heart races. These physical symptoms of anxiety are experienced by athletes before any competitive performance. Sport and exercise psychologists have researched the effect of anxiety on the performance of Olympic, college, and high school varsity level athletes. Yet one key group missing from the research are athletes with an intellectual disability, such as those who compete in the Special Olympics. How do they experience and cope with competitive anxiety? And are those experiences linked to cultural patterns? Our team interviewed athletes competing at the Special Olympics World Winter Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea in 2013. We compared the responses of athletes from individualistic cultures to collectivistic cultures. We found that athletes who belong to a more collectivistic culture put greater emphasis on the group, responding that everyone was there to support them, while the athletes from an individualistic culture would name specific individuals while using the possessive pronoun such as my mom or my coach. The different perspectives were also analyzed in questions about motivation for participation in the Special Olympics. Preliminary results suggest that athletes from an individualistic culture more frequently respond with personal health benefit as a motive, whereas athletes from collectivistic cultures may respond with wanting to make a group proud. This type of research may impact athletes with an intellectual disability by providing information to their coaches, teammates, and event volunteers, ensuring the athletes receive the best possible care and support related to their overall competitive event experience. Future research exploring cultural similarities and differences at Special Olympics international events can influence what we learn about all international athletes.
That was Amelia Flint of Black Hills State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.